And it's unfortunate because we made a hell of a comeback, and we had him right where we wanted. We came up with that onside kick. The momentum was with us. The feeling inside that huddle was all positive. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that we were going to get the job done. And it's just unfortunate. It's why it hurts. It hurts bad. I mean, it's a tough one to swallow when you lose that way.
How resilient is this? The most resilient team you've been a part of?
Yeah, I told you all year. I mean, the attitude in this locker room has always been it's great. It's great, and we don't give up, and there's never a lack of effort. And God, I mean, that makes me want to go out there and just play my heart out. And I think it starts from the top down. Smitty, there's no quitting him, and the way he coaches, it's all out. And I think that's a reflection of what we put out there on the field. But like I said, it's unfortunate we weren't able to come up with those plays. That last play right there. I mean, give them a credit too. I mean, Bar Bowman, he's all pro, and he took it to the house. I mean, he came up with the play when his team needed it.
Did you take a little bit in extra at the end, knowing this is your last trip to the house?
Yeah, I've been taking it in all year. And really, when I was looking up there, I was like, this is Monday Night Football, my last Monday Night Football game. I wanted it bad. And, you know, looking up at the crowd. But, like I said, you know, kudos to them. They came out and made that play when they had to.
Is it a little ironic that Matt kind of scrambled out there for that catch? You were closer when Dwight Clark made that catch in the end zone?
I didn't think about that. You know, but yeah, I was just trying to make the catch, and after he held me, help my team out, put us in position to go out there and get that victory, but came up short.